Colorado's Secretary of State is now asking the federal government to send out new postcards to voters with the correct information about voting in the state. This comes after Secretary Jenna Griswold filed a lawsuit over the weekend against the U.S. Postal Service for sending out the mailers with what she calls misleading information about Election Day, amounting to voter suppression. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, a Democrat, joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
And Secretary Griswold, a lot of people, not just folks in Colorado, have gotten this postcard from the Postal Service, but many still haven't received it. What exactly did it say, and what about it concerns you?
Well, there were two things that were wrong for Colorado voters. The first was the suggestion that Colorado voters need to request an absentee ballot. We send a mail ballot to every registered voter, so there's no need to take that step. And the second thing was about the timeline of when voters need to send back the mail ballot by mail. And the fact is, the timeline was wrong for Colorado, and it could have real disenfranchising effects.
Have any other states joined in this lawsuit or expressed interest in joining?
Well, you know, we were alerted on Thursday from another state that this postcard was going out in their state, and received confirmation from the United States Postal Service on Friday and requested the Postal Service not send the postcard. They refused, and so we filed a temporary restraining order late on Friday night. When that was filed, other states asked to see the complaint. I know it's a major concern across the nation. And overall, you know, I just think there's so much misinformation in this election. And my job as Secretary of State is making sure that voters get correct information. So that's the goal of this lawsuit.
And this is a major problem because it's also different depending on where you live, the rules around voting. The Postal Service, however, says the intent was to add clarity to the voting process. Are you questioning its motives? You said this amounts to voter suppression, as I mentioned.
Well, you know, this could have started out as well-intentioned, but unfortunately, when we told the United States Postal Service about the mistake, they plan to just move forward. And it can amount in voter suppression. You know, I recently visited both of Colorado's tribes. I went down to Southwest Colorado to talk with tribal leaders about voting. And in that region of the state, sometimes the mail takes longer than what the Postal Service notice said. And in Colorado, we have to receive the voted ballot back on Election Day. So sending wrong information to voters can disenfranchise them. I would hate to see someone in Southwest Colorado or one of the tribal members follow the USPS's advice and not have their ballot counted.
You're asking that the Postal Service send out new mailers. Why do you feel this is the best way to clear things up for voters? And would that mean the Postal Service actually needs to add the correct details for every state?
Well, we're asking the Postal Service to fund us sending a new mailer. And I do think that, you know, the mailer is good for some states, but there's a lot of states at this point that have adopted vote by mail for all, where they're just sending a ballot to every registered voter. And the United States Postal Service making this mistake of treating the entire country the same when it comes to voting really underlines the need for a national standard for vote by mail, where every registered voter receives a ballot. And like in Colorado, there's early in-person voting, same-day voter registration, and hundreds of ballot drop boxes and voting centers across the state. I think it really highlights the need to end the era of long lines and inconvenience and expect more nationally from elections administration.
What is your next step on this effort?
Well, so we filed the restraining order on Friday. We won the restraining order motion. The United States Postal Service, believe it or not, fought that restraining order and they lost. And now we have a hearing on Friday. You know, it's really important as media and election officials to make sure that voters have access to good information, because confusion or misinformation might just incentivize people not to cast a ballot or participate. In Colorado, every voter will receive a ballot. And once you get that ballot, you can mail it back, vote in person, or drop it off at one of hundreds of drop boxes across the state. And I believe that every American deserves the same right as Coloradans with voting, and everybody should just have access to a mail ballot.
That's Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State for Colorado, speaking with us about her lawsuit against the U.S. Postal Service for mailing out information to voters that she says is not just confusing, but wrong. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.